happy Friday once again, ladies and gents. I hope that all of you have had, again, a wonderful, safe, healthy week, and hopefully you were able to fit in some smiles. That's definitely super important during this time. You know, this week has definitely been a week where all of my tables have been turned for the absolute best. It was one of those weeks that I'd never really dreamed about. It was one of those weeks where I just did not think that would be possible, at least for a while. As you all know, I was let go from a staff writing position from a local newspaper back in March. And since then, it has just been, to sum it all up, it's just been a very tough, rocky, stormy sea, and just dealing with the unknown every single day, and just dealing with, you know, when is my career gonna get put back on track, and just kind of getting a lot of anxiety and being stressed out about, you know, what the future is going to hold and what's going to be next, or if I'll ever get back into journalism. Well, one phone call this week changed absolutely everything for me. And as most of you know, and if not, I'll enlighten you. I was working for Infocision Management Corp. It was basically a work at home call center job, and it was just so grueling and stressful. And I have had a call center job before, but it was only extremely temporary, even as temporary as the one that I had, keyword had. but it was that much harder this time because I had actually had graduated and got my BA in journalism, and it was so stressful. And the only things that I kept thinking about every single day was that I worked so hard to get the degree that I'd been striving for roughly 5 years, and now I'm doing this, and I just felt like I really had nothing to show for it anymore. And that's just what made this such an emotional roller coaster. It's been a while since I've been on one of those. I'd like to stay off of them, but you know, life happens, and you really just have to accept things for what they are and just kind of roll with the punches and stay positive and strong. And you know, I had tons of support and encouragement through this whole thing. And you know, to all of you who have been there for me, you know who you are, and I love you, and I want to thank you. And as well as to people who have listened to this podcast, have tuned in every, you know, Wednesday, or, you know, every Friday, and for those of you who have just been involved, you know, with everything that I am doing, I cannot thank you enough. Words cannot describe how thankful and blessed that I truly am. So getting back to the phone call that I received this week, roughly within the last couple of weeks, I was interviewed twice by the News Herald. And the News Herald is a subsidiary of Media News Group, which is kind of like a much, much bigger watchdog, a bigger watchdog than I have ever worked for before. So the News Herald, it's based in Willoughby, Ohio. And for those of you who know me well, I absolutely love Willoughby. I love the Cleveland area. I love Lake and Geauga and Cuyahoga counties. I have, you know, really close friends that live up there. And it's just, it really is just such a wonderful area. I love Cleveland. I've always loved Cleveland since I was very, very young. And I've connected to that city and, you know, people as in perfect strangers. I've really connected with people like on interesting levels. And, you know, that city, I just feel like it has so much like heart and belief and soul. And it's just, it's one of those cities that I'm always going to have a soft spot for. I know that there's a lot of people that underestimate Cleveland, but you know, it doesn't, for me, definitely for me, it could be different for everybody else. But for me, a city doesn't have to be New York or Chicago or San Francisco or Vegas or, you know, Louisville, to fill your heart. Those cities can definitely fill your heart and your experiences, and that's awesome. But, you know, for me, Cleveland is definitely one of those cities that's on the list. And I've always, you know, I've always dreamed about being a journalist and a reporter based in Cleveland. And so here we are, the News Herald. It's in Willoughby, Ohio. I was interviewed twice by them. Both interviews went very, very well. And I think it was two weeks ago, I had my final interview, and they were like, okay, like, you know, we'll be in touch with you, as early as next week, you know, to let you know, like, what the status is. And I was like, okay, great. And a whole week goes by, and I don't hear anything up until Monday of this week. I get a phone call from one of the recruiters saying that they want to hire me. They want to offer me the position. The position is a multimedia journalism position. And, you know, I could not be so thrilled. I haven't been so thrilled about something in a while. And, you know, it was so weird how it happened because, you know, it was Monday. It was the start of another, you know, week. I was like, oh, it's like another week doing this job that I don't really like. I can't stand it. It's the worst. It feels like prison. And the phone call literally felt like the sun peeking through dark clouds and just coming out at the end of the day. And, you know, I literally started and quit a job all in the same day. And, you know, it's just a blessing. It really is truly a blessing. And I was even telling myself the day of, I was like, you know, please, you know, give me a break. When is my next big break gonna come? When, you know, this can only last for so much longer. Something has got to give. Well, it gave. And I could not be any more happy than how I feel right now. And it takes, for me, because I'm sensitive and I'm stubborn. And, you know, I'm sure that some of you can relate to that. All of us definitely have different, you know, traits that we have about ourselves. But for me, it's definitely stubbornness and sensitivity. I have stubborn issues and sensitive issues all the time. And, you know, it's so hard for me to really, truly be genuinely happy sometimes. And I really haven't been genuinely happy in months. And now I really know what it feels like to just be all around happy, and not a single thing can like ruin my happiness right now. And that's just how I feel. And, you know, I start this job, as of August 17th, I'm still preparing for it. I'm still getting things together and, you know, making sure everything is up to date. And then I'm, you know, all the paperwork and everything's all filled out. And I am just so ready to get on this new carnival ride. I'm so ready to start this new chapter of my life. And, you know, to all of my friends and family, just thank you so much for, you know, the congratulatory comments and texts and phone calls. And, you know, thank you so much for the encouragement and support and positivity. And, you know, I cannot thank you guys enough. I really, really can't. So as of today, I have come to a difficult decision, and it's one of those decisions that I have to do really for nobody else but myself. I thought really, really long and hard on this decision, but you know, this past week, since I knew I was going to be starting this new job, I was debating on whether trying to keep the podcast around or try to keep it going. But in the end, I truly don't know what my schedule is going to look like. I don't know how many hours a week or in a day that I'm going to be working. I don't know what days I will theoretically have off, or if I am off, you know, when breaking news happens and if I'm needed, things like that. And I know a lot of multimedia journalists, and I know the lives that they live, and I know the workload that they have to handle. And, you know, at that point, hate to say it, but I feel like the podcast would just kind of be just another extra thing that's going to be in the way. So I have decided to take a brief, maybe not brief. I don't know. I hope it will be brief, because I really want to keep this podcast going, or even start another new podcast that's strictly, you know, maybe about the new job, or maybe strictly about journalism or the stories that I'm doing, or, you know, the people that I work with or the new people that I meet. Maybe that, will be a possibility, but, hate to do it. Hate goodbyes. I've always hated goodbyes. And, you know, this podcast has really just been something that has truly stuck with me. It gave me fulfillment. It gave me something to do. It kept my mind off of things, you know, especially when I was furloughed for almost, you know, 2 months before I found, you know, this temporary, you know, job that will just, you know, still be able to provide, but something that's very temporary, and just striving to find journalism again every single day. And the podcast just truly, truly filled my heart. I hope that it's filled your guys' hearts and your minds, officially 20 episodes later. You know, this episode will definitely wrap up the second season, but will there be a third season? Will there be a fourth season? You know, will there be a 10th season? I truly don't know at this point. But what I'm thinking about doing is just taking a small or maybe medium-sized break from the podcast once I, you know, figure my schedule out. Maybe I could find, you know, a gap or a time where I could fit it in, but this will definitely be the last episode for a little while. And you know, don't hold your breath, and don't, you know, like, how do I really want to say it? Definitely don't hold your breath because I truly don't know if I'm going to be able to keep this around. I'm definitely going to find every single way that I can keep it around, but I think that this would be a good stopping point because it will finish off, you know, two seasons and 20 episodes. And it's like, you know, I could start the first episode of the third season, you know, next Friday, but it's like, I don't want to like start a new season and then just cut it off right there. Like, I just, so I don't know. Like, what do you guys think? Please reach out to me if you have any ideas or any suggestions. I hate to go. I really hate to go, but at this point, I definitely have to make room for this new journey and take the time to definitely prepare for it and really get a good grip and idea of what my schedule and what my hours are going to be like. If it's going to be a lot of in person, is it going to be a lot of remote because of COVID? I really feel like it's going to be a little bit of both. So I do know that this podcast will definitely stay in my life experiences and in my book forever. It's definitely, I will say this, it's definitely not going away for good. It's not going away forever. And I don't want it to. I really, really don't. But, taking a pause, just really, truly, and honestly, just taking a pause is what I have decided to do. And, you know, for those of you who have just been so dedicated to this, and those of you who've listened in every time, or, you know, have provided feedback, or, you know, podcast ideas to all of you have been listening, I cannot express how thankful I am and just how much that means to me. And, you know, it's definitely something that I can finally say that I did, because I've been saying, I remember like the first couple of episodes, I remember saying like, I really want to do a podcast. And I talked about that for probably the first couple of episodes. And I had even said for years that I've wanted to do a podcast. I didn't know what it was going to be about. I didn't know if it was going to be candid, you know, storytelling like this is. But I just knew that it was definitely a goal of mine to, you know, get a podcast out there, not for money, really not for fame, not for anything, just really for me and, you know, for those of you who wanted to listen. So it's definitely emotional. It's such a hard decision, but it's really the best decision for me right now. And I've hated goodbyes for as long as I can remember, and I'm not good at that. And, you know, saying goodbye to a lot of things that I needed to say goodbye to in life, but saying goodbye to things that I definitely loved or people that I loved was just definitely, definitely hard. And, you know, saying goodbye for just a little while, of this podcast, just really, it, you know, my heartstrings are pulled. And, you know, it's definitely just one of those moments in life where I have to turn the tables again and, you know, just really prepare for the unknown, but also prepare for what I can definitely expect in this new job. So it's definitely, it's been keeping me awake a lot this week. And, you know, I hate to go, but for now I do have to. And, you know, I cannot stress enough that this podcast just gave me so much. And, you know, it just really kept my heart full, especially in such a rough patch. And I really, really hope that it was as fulfilling to you guys as it was for me. And, you know, I definitely want to keep it going. I definitely want to keep it here, and I don't want to go forever, but a much needed, I should say, break from it is definitely necessary until I scope out the new adventure. I will definitely be posting updates via social media. If you guys want to friend me on Facebook, you can search me by the name of Mara. It's M-A-R-A-H, and then Jane, J-A-N-E, and my last name, Morrison, M-O-R-R. I-S-O-N. You can search me by Mara Jane Morrison on Facebook. Also, both my Twitter and my Instagram handles are by Mara Jane. On Instagram, it's all lowercase, but the B and by, the M in Mara and the J in Jane are all capitalized on Twitter, I believe. So by Mara Jane on Twitter and Instagram. I do have Snapchat. My username, I believe, is, it's all lowercase. It's Mara, M-A-R-A-H underscore Mara. So it's M-A-R-A. I don't know why it was ever like that, but that's what it is. And then 22. So Mara with an H underscore Mara without the H, 22. So you can find me on Snapchat for sure. I'm trying to think what else. That's really like the big ones that I'm on. So if you guys definitely like want to keep in touch, or, you know, provide feedback or suggestions or ideas, or if you just want to follow me on social media, please feel free to do so. I post all of my updates there. And I will definitely post updates along with this final podcast for a while. But anyway, I want to thank all of you so much for listening, for being involved, for supporting me, for everything. I truly, truly, truly got a lot of fulfillment out of this, and it really kept my heart full. And I hope that all of you are able to find your own bliss. And, you know, what, keeping in mind whatever you are going through, if you are going through a terrible, terrible time, and if you're struggling, if you're struggling in any way, just know that it's not forever and it will get better. And if you have to feel what you need to feel, and if you just have to learn to cope and just feel what you need to feel, please do that. It's a really good, healthy thing to do. But just know that anything will always turn around. Anything will always get better. You will definitely experience trials and tribulations and, you know, life's lemons. Every time, every year, you know, there's something, but that's just how you become an overcomer. And that's just how you stay strong and, you know how to push through things. And I just hope that all of you just find your own bliss. Don't stop chasing dreams. Don't stop chasing goals. You know, whether they're long-term or short-term goals, whether they're tiny goals or big goals or medium-sized goals, you know, feel free, you know, to accomplish anything. You can accomplish anything in your life. You can definitely do it. And the only person that's stopping you is you. So please find your own bliss and stay healthy, stay safe. Keep smiling, and hopefully I will be able to get back on here sometime in the future and bring this podcast to life again. But I feel like this is just definitely a really good chapter to close on. And I just want to thank all of you. I really, really, from the bottom of my heart, want to thank all of you. And find your bliss. Keep smiling. Much love.